You know, the most exciting shift isn't the next flashy model. It's the quieter work underneath. Figuring out how AI can actually run reliably at scale.
Exactly. Chatbots and benchmarks still make headlines, but the next adoption wave will favor teams that can build dependable infrastructure, manage compute well, secure autonomous systems, and prove the outcomes they promise.
That's the big difference between a demo and production.
A model can look great in a notebook, but once it goes live, you're dealing with traffic spikes, latency, data isolation, costs, compliance, and failure handling.
Enterprises are changing their question, too. It's not just, can it give a useful answer?
It's can it run at scale without breaking systems, budgets, or regulatory posture?
And compute becomes the real bottleneck.
AI workloads are heavy, parallel, and often unpredictable. Training is one challenge, serving is another.
Every query, agent workflow, and multimodal request puts more pressure on the hardware and software stack.
That's why chips have become a strategic asset. The industry is moving beyond general-purpose GPUs toward specialized accelerators, custom hardware, and tightly integrated AI systems.
The goal isn't just raw speed, it's efficiency. More intelligence per watt, more throughput per dollar, and reliability under sustained load.
Infrastructure is becoming a competitive moat because performance depends on more than the accelerator itself.
Networking, memory bandwidth, cooling, power delivery, data placement, and orchestration all matter.
A model that works in isolation can struggle in a distributed environment with inconsistent latency or limited bandwidth.
Modern AI platforms are starting to feel like operating systems for intelligence, coordinating models, data, tools, and execution environments securely.
So the winner won't be the company with the best single component, but the one that can integrate the most coherent end-to-end stack.
And security becomes even more critical as AI systems gain autonomy.
A simple question-answering chatbot has a very different risk profile from a system that can browse the web, call tools, access private data, and act on a user's behalf.
The more capable the system, the larger the attack surface, and the bigger the potential for error.
Trust stops being a marketing idea and becomes an engineering requirement. Organizations need to answer practical questions. Where did an output come from, which data influenced it, and could the system have been manipulated or poisoned?
They also need to know whether the decision chain can be audited and whether actions can be limited in sensitive environments.
Security can't stop at model weights or API endpoints. It has to cover data pipelines, retrieval layers, tool calls, identity systems, and human review processes.
A single misconfigured permission or poorly isolated data source can turn a helpful assistant into a serious liability.
Trust is built through evidence, not promises. Transparency, consistency, accountability, logging, guardrails, failure mode testing, and systems that fail safely.
That's especially true in healthcare, finance, legal, and the public sector, where AI can't just be mostly right.
It has to be explainable, monitorable, and aligned with policy. Organizations that understand this early will move beyond low-risk pilots and deploy AI where it truly matters.
So the practical takeaway is that strategy is less about chasing the newest model and more about building a stronger foundation.
Leaders should start with the system, not the demo. They need to ask what happens when the model is wrong, how errors are detected, and how failures can be rolled back, isolated, or investigated.
A strong demo is exciting, but resilience is what keeps a production system alive after launch.
Infrastructure should be treated as a strategic investment, not an afterthought. Capacity planning, cost control, redundancy, and performance tuning belong in product design from the beginning.
And the cheapest deployment isn't always the cheapest to operate over time.
Security should be a core feature, not an add-on. Least privilege access, clear boundaries, strong monitoring, and a culture where safety is part of the definition of done.
Trust should also be treated like a product quality metric.
If users can't rely on the system, they won't use it. If regulators can't inspect it, they may not approve it. If internal teams can't understand it, they'll struggle to maintain it.
Model innovation will keep moving, but the center of gravity is shifting.
The companies that define the next era of AI will be the ones that can turn intelligence into something durable, scalable, and trustworthy.
The competition is no longer just about who builds the smartest model.
It's about who builds the best environment for intelligence to operate safely at scale. Chips, infrastructure, security, and trust are the new battleground for the coming years.